String Quartet number 2, music by Eric Zeisel, music finished in 1953. That performance by the Brandeis Ensemble, made up of several members of the LA Philharmonic, for sure.
At the time, the violinist was Mitch Newman, who is still with the LA Phil. The violist was Evan Wilson. I haven't seen him recently, so I don't know if he's still there. I think he moved somewhere else, but maybe New York. And then David Lowe at the time was with Michael Tilson Thomas in the New World Symphony, and they formed this quartet, but it was short-lived. But luckily, they played with great conviction. They do play very well, and they played the piece very well.
Yeah. Well, on this 50th anniversary of the tragic, untimely death of the Austrian-born composer Eric Zeisel, we're spending part of this Wednesday evening with the composer's daughter, Dr. Barbara Zeisel-Schoenberg, here on 91.5 Classical KUSC Los Angeles, 88.7 KQSC Santa Barbara, 88.5 KPSC Palm Springs, 91.1 KDSC Thousand Oaks, and KUSC FM 1 Santa Clarita. We are the member-supported broadcast service of the University of Southern California, home of the USC Thornton School of Music. Well, if I know one thing about music and what gets played and what doesn't get played and what's fashionable and what's unfashionable, the one thing I know for certain is none of it makes any sense. You can have absolutely worthless stuff become enormously popular. You can have wonderful music that just doesn't get played for a while, but eventually it all evens out. You know, I have to try to tell myself it's going to still work out just fine. The point being that some great music takes a long time to catch on.
Well, I think so. And I never, you know, people have asked me, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you talk to this person or that? I, you know, my parents, my mother, after my father's death, was not a saleswoman. She was a Latin teacher at Palisades High School. And we were just not the types. They did call some of the composers' wives, the exiled composers' wives. I remember one was referred to as die lästige Witwe,
yes,
rather than die lustige Witwe. Lustige Witwe, the merry widow, and lästig, it's a play on lustig. Lästig means bothersome, annoying. My mother just could not do that, and always felt confident, as I do, that the music is valuable and will be played and will come to its own in its own time. Yeah. You can't force these things.
Yeah, I think an excellent case in point is the Piano Concerto, which had to wait until, well, actually the centenary of your father's birth to get a first recording, and it still hasn't been played.
I mean, this has not had a live concert.
Yeah, this is actually its very first performance, and you can't, well, I can't believe that something of this quality has yet to get, well, not only get a performance, but has yet to really catch on in a big way. It is a big, colorful, tuneful, dramatic, fascinating piece.
Thank you, Jim. It makes me feel wonderful when I hear someone respect the music and acknowledge it. Doesn't happen often, but I feel its value, and I know that it's a good work. Unfortunately, I'm not so familiar with the work as I am with others. The Requiem, which is performed quite a bit, for example, the Requiem Ebraico. This one, I have never attended a performance because it hasn't been performed. So I only know the recording, the ORF recording, which was done 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So I played that, but it's not the same as hearing it in a concert.
Now, you remember him working on it?
Yes, I do. I remember because my father worked at the piano. So I would remember him working on parts and melodies or resolutions on the piano. But I don't remember much more than that. I don't remember the circumstances around it as well as other pieces.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, why not we hear that world premiere recording of the Piano Concerto in C Major by Eric Zeisel. Gottlieb Wallisch is the pianist. The Vienna Radio Symphony is led by Johannes Bildner.